Welcome to Reign with Tara. I'm your host, Tara Travis, and I'm so delighted to be on this journey with you. The world needs more visionary women who will rise up and become divine feminine leaders. These are the women who I've made my personal mission to support so they can create lives and businesses that are spiritually and financially liberated. In fact, women who are spiritually and financially liberated will heal and transform the planet. And that's why I've dedicated my life work to helping women around the globe claim their divinity, own their sovereignty, and embody their queen within. Because it's time to reign in feminine power, leadership, and wealth creation. It's time to rise. So join me for powerful messages and interviews that will inspire you to reign. Now, let's get started. So I am super excited to give you another edition of Reign with Tara podcast with my very special guest and beautiful client, Ashley Alderson. Ashley Alderson is a boutique marketing expert and founder at the Boutique Hub, a media company focused on highlighting and connecting the global boutique community. While highlighting what's trending in boutique fashion and news, Ashley works directly with boutique owners to overcome business and personal overwhelm and optimize their digital marketing strategy so they can reach new customers, find renewed vision, and increase their sales. The Hub is a platform that combines Ashley's training with other business resources and collaboration opportunities for boutiques, brands, designers, and influencers. As the source of inspiration for boutique business, it's also the go-to place for avid shoppers to discover boutiques across the world. Ashley's background in marketing, PR, and business development, paired with her passion for the boutique community, led her to build the Hub. She's a mom to toddlers. She's a wife. She's an avid Packers fan. She's actually a cancer survivor, and she says she's a self-diagnosed jewelry addict. Welcome to Reign with Tara podcast, Ashley. I am so honored that you are here today.
Oh, thank you, Tara. I'm so excited to be with you.
And I'm so excited about what you're doing in the world and how you're literally inspiring boutique owners all over the nation and their brands and in their marketing. And I have to know from the beginning, like, what inspired you to come into the field and be so passionate about boutiques?
Well, that's a great question. So it's funny how God leads us on these paths that are way better than what we could have ever chosen for ourselves. I'm originally from North Dakota, and you can imagine how many boutiques are in North Dakota. You might be able to count them on one hand, or at least 5 years ago, you probably could. And so that's where the idea for the Hub first started. I was from the middle of nowhere. I love shopping at boutiques when I traveled all over the world. I fell in love with them. And I wanted to create a place online where I could quickly and easily find boutiques that fit my style or help others find boutiques that fit their style on one single platform. So it didn't matter where you lived, you had access to boutiques all the time. So that's how it started that way, but it turned into something much bigger and much greater, because what I found out boutique owners really needed was a community. They needed support. They needed one another. They needed training, resources. They needed to know how to grow their businesses more than they really needed promotion.
Yes, it's so beautiful, because I can totally relate to that. Definitely, you're definitely an entrepreneur when you're out there and you feel a need. Usually amazing businesses happen as a result of we might have a problem that we need to be solved. We find a solution and we realize there's a need in the marketplace for others for that solution as well. So what inspired you to get the entrepreneurial bug and itch? Like, how did you know that you were going to be like a business owner, an entrepreneur, and that this wasn't like a hobby?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's so funny. I remember as a kid, my mom and dad were always so good about talking to us about how we could do and be anything we ever wanted to be in life. And I come from a family of six. And I just always, when someone asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? Most people have a common answer. But for me, I just always had this feeling that I would do something totally different. I would do something unique that no one had done before. And I don't know why I had that feeling from early on, but it was there. And once I finally got into the workplace, I ended up working in business coaching and economic development. And then all of a sudden the opportunity came when my husband and I and our kids moved across the country. We moved to Wisconsin. And in leaving my first career, it led me this free time to create something new. And that's where the Boutique Hub kind of started. I had this itch and all of a sudden the time was right to do something about it.
That's so exciting. And I've always said that being in business is like one of the best personal development tools on the planet, because especially a woman in business, it will require yes. you to take risk. It will require you to become visible, to really put yourself out there, to overcome fear. I'm curious what your journey has been like from the startup phase, obviously, until now. I mean, when we first start in business, you know, we're running with a passion and we're running with the idea. Mm-hmm. And most often than not, especially women that I work with and women that I know that are around the world, they start their business with passion, but it ends up becoming a burden because they're so yeah. burnt out and they're overwhelmed and they're overworking. So you have this, you're very inspired. You have this free time. You're doing your passion. I'm curious on the what else was happening. Would you mind sharing with us some of the struggles that you encountered that I believe many women can relate to in business?
Yes, absolutely. So when you look at things from the outside, of course, it's all glossy and it looks like a highlight reel, but you don't always know what's happening on the inside for a business owner. So, of course, when you get started, you're in that hustle mode and it's exciting and you have such big dreams and plans. And then you get into it for a while and you realize, oh, this isn't quite what I expected it to be. I'm working much more than I would ever work if someone were paying me to come work for them. I'm working all hours of the day. It's stressful for the family. And at the time, for me, I wasn't able to monetize the business right mm-hmm. from the start. I started mm-hmm. something great, and I had people that were really attracted to what was happening, but I didn't mm-hmm. have a good mechanism to make money. And we all know at yeah. the end of the day, if you don't make money, you don't have a business.
That's right. So, that's right.
Yeah. So when I first came across you, Tara, when we first met, I had kind of worked myself into a hole, so to speak. Mm-hmm. There was a lot mm-hmm. of excitement, but I had come to a place personally, and my husband had come to a place with me where we felt as if we didn't change something, we couldn't go on any longer. We'd tried mm-hmm. a couple of different avenues. We had a little bit of a business partner at one point that totally fell apart, and we just realized something had to give. We couldn't kind of be slaves to this business, even though it had a lot of great fans and people were excited. There wasn't enough in it at the end of the day for us to have that struggle.
So, right. And your business, your husband is not a co-founder with you in the business, right? It is your business. Is he working yep. full-time at his own job? He has his own career?
Yes. Okay, yep, awesome. He has his own career. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so you're at the place where many women have come to where they're so inspired. They're running with their passion. They're putting all their time, all their energy. They're working like a slave girl from sunup to sundown. Now mm-hmm. it's affecting the family dynamics. The husband yes. is supportive, wanting to be supportive, but at the same time, also using his logic, using measuring the metrics. Is this financially making sense for the family? Is this time, all this time commitment making sense for the family? And so this is where really the friction takes place. And a lot of women at this point can get very discouraged, give up, and go back and go get a job. So I'm curious, right. what caused you to stay committed? Yeah, bring us to that place where things started shifting for you, where you could finally see the light of day, or at least right. the commitment going all the way.
Right, exactly. So we had definitely come to that wall, like you said, where something had to give. And I think as a lot of women do, I struggled because I felt like this business was my identity in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a wife and you're a mom and these things are great, but you want to have something else that's still your own. And so my husband and I really had a lot of conflict at that point, just trying to decide what the future would hold. And I'm not even sure how, Tara, you and I first met, but somehow we did online.
Facebook.
Yeah. I think you maybe sent me a message. I have no idea, but
probably.
I of course I Facebook stalked you then a little bit, and I listened to this podcast and listened. Mm-hmm. I think you were interviewing Nick on the yeah. podcast, and all of a sudden I felt like, oh, I'm called to do this. And I think that in your conversation with her, I heard one of you say that you felt like it was such a God thing. And for me, faith is really important. So hearing someone truly believe and truly say, this was meant to be, and I think God put this in my path for a reason, I started to feel that same pull on my heart. And so that led you and I just to have a conversation about what you do and what I do and how we could possibly work together. And that was such a turning point for me, because it's not an easy decision to make to work with someone, to have a coach. It's frightening. And I will tell anyone, I think when I first committed to working together with you, I felt like nauseous. I was so nervous. I felt nauseous because it's just a big decision, and so much is on the line. I felt like this is my last shot. This has to work or I'm done. And
but that, what a beautiful place to be, even though you were nauseous in it. It was like, this is it. You know what I mean? And I think that I think it's important that we all come to that place in our path and in our business where there is no safety net, so to speak. It's like, this is it. And I do believe that this is it time and that this is it opportunity really gives us the invitation to rise. It gives us the invitation to powerfully show up for ourselves. It gives us the invitation to really show ourselves what we're really made of. And more importantly, now we're not doing it alone. Now we have a partner who is just as committed to our success as we are, and they are going to hold us accountable for what we say that we want. And so now you have that. And so after the nausea passed, what happened next?
Oh my goodness. Well,
it's like you're going up the roller coaster where you're really nervous. Right?
Yes.
You're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, this is going to be so scary. And you're going all the way up.
it was absolutely that. And it was that way for my husband too, because he doesn't understand. I mean, now he understands more what my business is about, but I mean, he works in chemistry. He does not have a Facebook profile. He does not have any social media. So this is just totally foreign.
Two different worlds, two different mindsets, two different systems of thought and even systems of money and all of that. So many women relate to this, and this is a really big struggle to navigate through as a woman entrepreneur who's married to someone who's not in the world of entrepreneurship and social media marketing and things of that nature. So I'd love for you to share, because I know this would be so helpful for those that are listening, how you were able to navigate that time frame where you were going up the roller coaster ride to get ready to like really take the ride of your life, the biggest ride of your life. And your husband really didn't know what was going on. And so he probably was a little worried or concerned. But how did you keep the faith to where, you know, you stay committed to your vision and your commitment to your dreams?
Yes. So I guess the first thing is, as women, we have a tendency to ask for permission.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you hire a coach, I think a lot of women, and I see this in my own clients as well, if you hire somebody, you feel like you have to go to your spouse and say, can I do this?
Right.
And I knew when I met you that I could not go to my spouse and say, can I do this? Because I knew it would be a no, it would be over, and we would close the business, and that would be it.
Right.
So
right.
instead, I made that empower decision. I knew it was not an easy decision. I knew that it may be a little bit rocky for a little bit until he understood my why, but I made that decision, and then I shared with him why I made the decision.
Yeah.
I love that. And then I shared with him why, and he said, okay, I trust you. I trust you've done your research. Let's do this, and then we'll evaluate after this program's over what we do next.
That's beautiful. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. And then I just prayed a lot right after that until you and I had our first session.
That's great. I think this is such a beautiful place to have this conversation because, you know, a lot of women are like, well, how do I get my spouse on board with the vision that I know that's in my heart, that I know that I've been put on this planet to make a difference and an impact on this world, but how do I get my husband to essentially buy into this? And I think this is a really great place of wisdom to model for women, that when you're in a partnership, with your husband, you have that conversation as a partner, not as not positioning yourself as like a child asking for permission, but knowing that you trust yourself. You have to trust yourself. I mean, for you to be a divine feminine CEO, for you to be a successful entrepreneur, for you to be a change agent in the world, for you to be a successful business owner, you have to learn how to trust yourself. You have to be able to trust that you're making good decisions for yourself. And some of those decisions are going to be scary, but trusting that I know this is what's been placed before me. I know this is, I've done my research, right? And I know this is the next step to my evolution and my personal growth and business success. And what I love so much about this is that, Ashley, you said yes to yourself. You didn't wait for permission to give yourself permission. And a lot of women that are listening now, it's so important in your life, in any era of your life, where if you have a deep desire for what you really, really want, whether it comes to relationships, whether it comes to business, whether it's finding a coach or a mentor, or, you know, having some, bringing something into your life that increases the quality of your life, say yes to it. I say this over and over again. Say yes to every invitation that has the opportunity to potentially increase the quality of your life. And that's what you did. You said yes to yourself. You made that decision. You moved forward with that, and you spoke with your partner as a partner. This is a decision I've made, and I'm asking you to support me as my partner in this decision. And I think that's the most mature, healthy way that a woman can navigate this kind of conversation with her husband, because women around the globe are going, how do I do this? And I think that your story is such a great testament for you being able to really own your feminine power and trust your intuition. And that speaks volumes, actually. It really does. I'm so proud of you. And clearly your husband is like now a really great fan, like all husbands end up becoming. As I kid around and I say the husbands end up becoming some of my biggest fans because, well, I'll let you say what has been the feedback that you've received from your husband about the change that has happened, not only outwardly for your family, but from you as a woman. I'm curious.
Well, I just can't even, I could tell you 10 stories, but I'll try to condense it down. So what happened after my husband started to see all the changes that were taking place, I mean, our relationship instantly changed. Once my business changed and we had a clear path and my mindset changed and I started to recognize all these things that were inside of me and that I was doing, I don't know if that's a good way to put it. I just think about my mindset and how I had all these mindset shifts. And I would get done with our sessions and then I would go tell my husband about my mindset shifts. And then that would start to change his mindset. And we'd start to address all these little pieces in our own lives. And it just completely changed our marriage. And then it completely changed our family's life and his life. I mean, this led us to do things like creating a vision board together as a family and really, you know, being mindful about our thoughts and our words and our intentions and, you know, what we want to manifest in the future. It really led us down a whole nother path that we wouldn't have gone down otherwise.
It sounds like you really shifted to a place of being very deliberately intentional about your life. Would you say that prior to us working together, this dynamic of the marriage and even the family was kind of like maybe reaction mode or maybe like just going with the flow? Could you share the difference? Yeah, and it sounds like you became very intentional about, just like you said, mindful, but intentional of, we as a family, we're going to create this vision and we're going to get very clear about what we each want and what is our vision for the family, but what do we individually want? I mean, that is a powerful, powerful model of what I believe households all over the world should be doing with their families.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, what would... Those of you listening, what would your life and your household, your marriage, your family look like if you were to get absolutely intentional about what it is that you want and getting finding your vision for the family, but individually and honoring that and celebrating one another with that and holding everyone accountable for that, just having the spaciousness to even give yourself permission to dream about it and and permission to say, yes, I want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I truly feel like we were just in reaction mode. We were in survival mode. Mm-hmm. And this just, it shifted us so much into being intentional and living our lives with purpose and knowing that the vision that we set not only changes our own lives and our kids' lives, but we can change lives around us, and that's what's most important. So it's funny when you make that mindset shift and focusing on positive things too, just how glaring it becomes to those in your life that have not made that shift yet. Mm-hmm. Like if you're noticing your own family or close friends, mm-hmm. it's easy once you've made that change to see someone else that you love that's just reacting, and you so desperately want to help them and stop them from reacting and give them a sense of direction to make the decision on their own how they want their lives to go steps to achieve it.
It's so true. Yeah. I think the best in those specific cases, especially for those of us and for all of you that are listening that have chosen the path to evolutionary growth, you've committed to a path of personal development and success, which is constantly evolving and growing, mm-hmm. that the best testament for those that are closest around you is to be the change. It's to live it out versus trying to be someone to coach or mentor, because when the student is ready is when the teacher appears. And
mm-hmm. I love that.
You were at the place where you were about to fold things up, and that's where things get really real, and that's when you were really ready. Sometimes it has to get to that place before we're finally ready to do whatever it takes to make something work. We dive into the reservoir of our faith and find that courage to rise, which you've done so gracefully. And you just are such a model of abundance. And I really just admire you and admonish you for this growth, this commitment that you've made, number one, to yourself. And number two, to the purpose of God in your life, because, you know, you mentioned God. And those of you that are listening to this podcast, I'm not going to hide how important it is to merge spirituality and wealth creation. I feel like manifestation, that real true manifestation and intention, living an intentional life and living a life of creation is where you're living a life where you're co-creating with the divine in your purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's where your business is no longer a business. It's not transactional. It's purposeful. It's meaningful. You're here to make an impact those that you're called to serve. This change has been happening on the inside. It's impacting the lives of your family. Give us behind the scenes of the shift that's taking place with you personally and professionally, and the way that you started showing up with your clients and the way that, and as a result of the way that you showed up differently, what did that look like in mm-hmm. terms of your business
Perfect.
Path?
Right. Well, let me just start with this. The first thing I had to change was my mindset. And I was living in this mindset of scarcity, and mm-hmm. that the only way to be holy and to be a good person was to be poor. In not so nice terms. I just thought, I grew up in a house where the phrase, only the rich get richer, was said again and again and again. And so to me, having money was a bad thing. And I didn't realize how much that was holding me back. You can't have a successful business if you think money is evil.
That's right. So say it again.
You cannot have a successful business if you think money is evil. Money is
That's
good.
Right.
It allows you to do good in the world.
That's right. So good, Ashley.
Yes. So good. So once that shift happened, that's the first thing that had to happen, and it had to happen for my whole family. And mm-hmm. I know it has to happen for generations to come after me. I can't allow that mindset to sneak in anywhere.
I love that.
Once that happened, then we were able to address, like, the mindset has to come first, and then we address the business and the business mm-hmm. model. Mm-hmm. And from there, I started working with my clients in a whole new way. I used to work just more one-on-one, hourly. We'd fix one problem at a time, but I just kept putting Band-Aids on for people, mm-hmm. Band-Aids and Band-Aids. But then I learned how to really create a signature system that addressed my clients' needs from start to finish, and not only hasn't been changing their businesses, but the ultimate win, to be really honest with you, is when they come back and they say, this changed my business, but it changed my life. And my husband knew it, and my kids knew it immediately because of how you worked with me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the ultimate. Oh, that's the ultimate win, and that gives me goosebumps and tears to even think about being able to help people in that way.
Yeah, it's where you're a boutique marketing expert. It's like, okay, you're helping boutique owners grow their businesses, but because you have a different worldview and different lens in which you're seeing the world and how you're showing up, you're able to see your work as sacred, and you're able to see that not as a transactional process, but one where you're invested in their own personal well-being and happiness and success and dreams that are deeper than marketing, right? It's like, okay, we need to market our businesses, but what's the deeper reason behind that? It's because there are deeper dreams, personal fulfillment that we each individually have, but the ultimate vision is to be of service. This is, our life is not a life of true personal fulfillment if we have not dedicated it to purpose and contribution. And so as you get teary-eyed, I get teary-eyed with you ladies every week when we're on our coaching calls, because it is so much deeper than surface level, and that's when you become a change agent in the world, and that's what you have. You stepped into a whole new paradigm of leadership from where you were, and I can totally relate to where you were, because prior to me coming into the expert coaching field, I had built up a huge network, a huge following. I had more likes than I had digits in the bank account. I had more compliments than I had cash, and so I know what it's like to feel like you have everybody looking at you, and you've built this amazing community, and everybody knows who you are, but you don't know how to monetize that network. You don't know how to really be able to have a scalable business model. And so you clearly showed up in a totally different mindset, a totally different vibration, a different way of being, so that you can do things differently. Now you have a totally different business model, which is what I've coined as the high income premium business model, which really positions you as the expert in your field and allows you to go much deeper and work much deeper with clients versus that one-on-one single off sessions that really cannot do and deliver the results that they need and that you want to deliver in the first place. So you created this signature system. Now you're working with your ideal clients, right? What's happened? Shine. What has happened? Share with us. Give us an idea of how that has impacted your life, your business, and your clients. What does that look like? Tell us.
Oh, my goodness. Where do we even start? Financially, it's blown my mind. Just in the first 30 days, what we were able to create right off the bat, which gave me such complete hope that this is the right decision and this is life-changing forever. Like, this is finally the thing that would do it, that would change all of our past. So, we created a tremendous number in the first 30 days, and now
5-figure months. Woohoo! Congratulations.
What was that?
You hit that 5-figure month within 30 days. That's amazing.
Yes, and now even within 6 months, I hit my annual goal. So,
that again. In 6 months,
within 6 months, I hit my annual goal.
In 6 months, and I want you ladies to really imagine for yourself, what would it feel like for you to hit your annual goal in half a year? What would it feel like for you to move from being struggling, overwhelmed, overworked, and confused to feeling supported and having the business model and having the guidance to support you to reach your first 5-figure month in business? I mean, that is life changing. And not only that, but you even doubled, a couple months later, you even blew the 5-figure month, that first 5-figure goal that you hit, you blew that out of the water. Would you be willing to share that the highest income month you've had so far to date?
Yes, I think my highest income month to date was $20,000.
And was there a time where that just seemed like a dream? Like, I mean, like, were you even dreaming $20,000 ever at one time?
No, that just seemed crazy. It still seems crazy.
It's still, pinch you. And yes. So what's so beautiful about this is you created a whole new wealth psychology, which is what is really important whenever women come to work with you, is we're not just going straight into strategy, we're going straight into soul. And then from mm-hmm. that soul space, we're also working with the mind, and we're reprogramming the subconscious mind, and we're changing, and we're rewriting a new money story. And I really want to just pause here for a moment and talk about the importance of how your family's money story, your mother, your father's money story has a lot to do with your own wealth mm-hmm. psychology. And so as you were raised with, what was it? What was the phrase?
The rich only get richer, the poor get poorer.
The rich only get richer, the poor only get poorer. It's like there wasn't even the space for possibility for wealth to be in your home. And so how that carries on and how we don't even realize we absorb that and we bring that with us. And especially with women, we have a very different wealth psychology because you don't see men going, you never hear the conversation with men saying, do you think I should charge that? What will people think of me mm-hmm. if I charge that? It's women where we're really attaching a lot of our worth and a lot of our value mm-hmm. and not giving ourselves permission to receive income that's in alignment with our value, but more importantly, how do we even know what our value is if we don't even have a model, right? A model mm-hmm. to show us what's possible. And so you had all of those things, and congratulations for creating extraordinary results. Your results that you created in your business monetary wise is a direct reflection of the deep inner work and the personal growth you did. And also it reflects the effort, the real true effort you put into implementing the strategies and the new business model and all of that. So I just want to really just affirm you and just praise you for that. How did it feel to hit that $20,000 month? You had to have like hit that, what I call the money speedometer. It's like where you're at a set point in your life where you only know that you could have made this, and then you did your first five-figure mm-hmm. month, and then you, like, doubled it a few months later, and now you've reached your annual goal in 6 months. I mean, that's phenomenal. Like, where do you feel like you can – what do you feel like is possible now that you've seen what you can do?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So I feel like through that process, I kept – the best way for me, I guess, to describe it is just to tell you about my relationship with my husband, because through this process, I will just text him and be like, oh, my goodness, guess what? Guess what just happened? This just happened. Or this is the number today. And just to see the look on his face and to see him, like, almost act like a little kid. He's so giddy with excitement. That is so rewarding to me. And I feel like as a married couple, we've dreamt about what we could do. Like, if my husband would always say, if we ever won the lottery, this is what we would do. We would, you know, create a charitable foundation and we would change people's lives. We're not big on, like, things for ourselves, material things, but, like, what could we do for people? But we never bought lottery tickets, so that doesn't make any sense. So when I think about just the business and the opportunity this has created, all those things we dreamed about, if we ever won the lottery, we really can do them.
You can create your own lottery, whatever it is in your heart, you can create. Do you feel like you really believe that now, that you can create whatever is in your heart?
I truly do. And I just, with a group of boutique owners that I work with, just a couple of weeks ago, we actually were talking about vision boards and really believing what's possible in your life. And I went through my vision board with them that I created when you and I first met, Tara. And I pulled down every picture that I had on this vision board one by one, and I said, I just achieved this, or I just got worried that this is going to happen. Every single item, but I think one, which I know is going to happen in the next couple of months anyway.
Wow.
I'm speaking that it is going to happen. But, and these are just, it's not just material things, but it's opportunities to impact families that want to adopt, or it's words that people have said. Like, you changed my life was written on the top of my vision board, because that's what I want to do.
Wow.
And those words, we've now heard them. So that's what's happening.
Yeah.
So it's
so good.
It's beautiful. And Eric's vision board, he created a vision board at the same time, or I guess maybe a month after I did. And the same things happen for him. There's things that he's now crossing off of his vision board because they're happening.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. So how important is it, in your opinion now, going through this journey, how important is it for a woman to invest in her personal growth and business success and have the support of a coach and a mentor in her journey?
Oh, my goodness. It's I can't even tell you. This is the thing that you have to do. You have to have a coach. You have to have somebody help you through it. You have to have someone who understands mindset enough to point out things that you wouldn't be able to understand or see or recognize on your own. This, I can tell you, after the very first time we spoke, I felt like such a weight was lifted off of my shoulders because finally someone got it. And someone was pulling stuff out of me that I didn't even know was there. But it was. I didn't
even know coaching.
It was affecting me.
That's great coaching.
Yeah. It was great.
Pull out the brilliance of the person that you're coaching, but also be the mirror to reflect so that there's a level of awareness that some of the thoughts and beliefs that you're holding are not serving you. But then to hold you and support you and guide you on how to be able to navigate through that. Because it's not enough just to know that, oh, these thoughts are not serving me. But how can I create new thoughts and how can I create new actions that can support me to become a new way of being so I can do things differently?
Yes. Yeah.
And you are the epitome of that.
Thank you. Thank you. You need someone as a woman that will hold you accountable to value your worth. Because as women, we self-sabotage so easily. And we become slaves and we overgive.
Yeah.
And just having you say, Ashley, you need to believe in yourself. If I can share something that you did for me that you probably don't even know, I don't even think I've told you this, but I'll never forget in one of our phone calls, I don't know what I was telling you, something like I was apologizing for doing something. Like I said, I'm really struggling with this, and I was being negative about what I was struggling with. And you stopped me, and you said, I'm going to stop you right there because I am not going to listen to you talk to yourself that way anymore. And I have never had anyone in my life do that to me and tell me, whoa, girl, you're beating yourself up, and you better knock it off. And that's what you did, and that changed my life right there, just having someone hold me accountable and say, you're not allowed to do that self-negative talk anymore. That's a big moment for me.
Yeah, I think that is important to have coach and a mentor that's not afraid to tell you what your family will not tell you, what your friends would not or could not tell you. They don't have the ability to be able to do that anyways. And a lot of women think, oh, well, I'll figure it out on my own, or I'll ask my friends what they think. You can't build a business that way. You can't solicit the advice of people that have never gone where you want to go. And so it's so important that you do connect with a mentor or coach that is in alignment with your values and your personality and what you want to create, and choose someone who has gone before you. So if you are a boutique owner and you are wanting to completely transform your life and your business to entirely new heights, like Ashley would be that mentor for you. And I just love that with this new mindset and this woke consciousness, it's like it doesn't matter if there's more than one person doing the same thing. No one can be you. You are uniquely you. And when you are fully aligned in your soul's divine purpose, you'll show up in the world from a place of authenticity and truth, and you'll be able to magnify what I call your soul client. And you've done that. You're attracting. You've built such a beautiful network, a beautiful large community. You've built your tribe, and now you're doing deep transformational work, and women's lives and businesses are being transformed. I just love what you're doing. What final piece of wisdom would you like to share with the audience that would inspire them to reign as the queen in their lives and their businesses?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you, Tara, because this it was not possible without you. So my sincerest, deepest thank you for doing this for me. And in thinking about the one piece that I take away from this entire journey, it's that the only one who can stop you on your path to success is you. You are the only person who can stand in your own way to where you want to go. It's your mindset. It's your self-talk. Mm-hmm. You're the person who holds the keys to everything, but you have to be brave enough to do something about it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. You have to be brave enough to do something about it. And all of you that are listening, you do have that faith. You do have that courage. I know you will move forward. In fact, what's one brave thing that you can do today for those of you that are listening that will move you in the direction of your dreams, that will move you in the direction of your destiny? Do it today. Where can people find more of you? How can they connect with you on social media? What's your website? Please share it.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we are at theboutiquehub.com, and we're relaunching an entirely new platform very soon. Or you can find The Boutique Hub on Facebook, Instagram, pretty much anywhere. Or more of my coaching you can find on Boutique Hub Ashley on Facebook.
Boutique Hub Ashley. Okay. And your website one more time?
TheBoutiqueHub.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today, Ashley. The honor is mine, and bless all of you that are listening from around the world. I really hope that this interview has inspired you in your own sacred entrepreneurial journey and dreams. And let us know. We look forward to hearing your comments and feedback. Take care. Blessings. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.
I trust you enjoyed this episode of Reign with Tara. If you did, please go to taratravis.org for show notes, resources, past episodes. You can also see my Hall of Fame client success stories, learn more about my work, and even apply to coach with me. While you're there, make sure that you download my free wealth activation kit and training. It's valued at $197. It's my gift to you. That's taratravis.org. Until next time, remember to reign in feminine power, leadership, and wealth creation. You are a divine feminine leader. You are a queen. As always, blessings of miraculous abundance and success your way and always, today, tomorrow, this weekend, and until we meet again. Talk to you soon.